Welcome back. Here with the news at one. Day five of counting of votes from Friday's elections. Still counting in two European constituencies to fill 9 seats and in Newbridge to fill 3 seats on Kildare County Council. 30 local councils have been filled. Limerick has a directly elected mayor and Dublin has a full set of 4 MEPs. Ireland South still only has 1. They're on the 12th count now in Nemo Rangers GAA club in the city. Brian O'Connell is there for us. Brian.
12th count, as you said, and we've had no significant change in the order the main candidates have been in since the first count, when Sean Kelly was deemed elected, having surpassed the quota. There is a chance Gavin Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, he's about 19,000 short of a quota. He may be elected later today into tonight. And then it's very hard, even at this stage, to predict who will take one of the final 3 seats. Battling out in order as clear as Michael McNamara. Then we have Fianna Fáil's second candidate, Cynthia Ní Bhfiracú, closing in on her, only a few hundred votes now behind is Independence for Change Mick Wallace, while in 6th place is Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen, and then behind her Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan. Her hopes of retaining her seat are declining, you would say, but all of that could change. I mean, any combination of that order and end result is still possible at this stage. I suppose we're now moving into some of the bigger eliminations, so over the coming hours we should expect to see some movement. There is a group of candidates whose eliminations are likely to have a big say. That would include Social Democrats' Susan Doyle, Labour's Niamh Harrigan, Independent Ireland's Eddie Punch, and then Fine Gael's second candidate John Mullins. And where their votes go, of course, and whether they transfer politically or geographically, that's going to make things much clearer later on. The consequences of what happens reach out far beyond Ireland South, with the potential that government could be facing 2 more by-elections. If, for example, TD's Michael McNamara and Kathleen Funchen get elected, the Green Party could be facing the prospect of having no MEP in Brussels if Grace O'Sullivan struggles to retain the seat she won in 2019. And then one of the highest vote getters in the country in 2019, Mick Wallace, faces the prospect of losing out, having seen his vote percentage slip considerably. That's if transfers don't go his way. So on to count 12 now, the elimination of AIM2's Patrick Murphy. He was one of the West Cork fishermen, you'll remember, who had something to say about the Russian Navy. He has 17,500 votes to distribute. Should take about an hour.
Brian O'Connell in Cork, thank you. Midlands North West next, no MEP yet there. Count 12, I think. John O'Cook is at the TF Royal Hotel and Theatre in Castlebar. John.
We are on count number 12 here in Castlebar, 5 days after the votes of 15 counties were cast on these long ballots. And right now it's the 7,206 votes of the 13th eliminated candidate, John Waters, being distributed, with 14 runners still standing and 7 or 8 of them still in contention for 5 seats in Brussels. Count 11 saw Green Senator Pauline O'Reilly's votes benefit fellow female candidates Fine Gael's Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh in particular, as Walsh overtook Fine Gael's Barry Cowan for the first time. Luke Ming Flanagan still running ahead of all 3 for those first 4 seats. And for that much talked about 5th seat, Kieran Mullooly of Independent Ireland is on 60,409 votes. He'll be hoping for Roscommon transfers from John Waters next. Michelle Gildernew of Sinn Féin, 47,837, 12,500 votes behind him. And Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, 46,200, that's 14,000 behind Mullooly. There are still many eliminations and counts to go, Gavin, before we'll know how many of Sinn Féin's outgoing MEP Chris McManus's votes will go to Michelle Gildernew. He's on 31,045 right now. Or how many of Fianna Fáil's Niall Blaney's 31,696 votes might transfer to Lisa Chambers, with the current leader for 5th, Kieran Mullooly, telling RTÉ Radio 1 earlier he's cautious, hoping he'll stay ahead of Chambers and Gildernew, but given the possibility that they could pass him, there's still a lot to play for here. And lots more counting to come, Gavin, before 5 MEPs are home and dry.